This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. The Interior Ministry spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise. The UK government said Wednesday it aims to resettle hundreds more Afghan translators and their families after criticism from former military top brass it was not doing enough. The Defense Secretary and Home Security and head of Home Security said they were committed to relocating the families of 500 staff who supported British troops in Afghanistan as soon as possible, some 2,500 individuals. U.S. President Joe Biden chides Republican governors who are resisting virus mitigation rules. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
Tuesday, President Joe Biden was critical of Republican governors who are blocking reimposition of mask mandates to slow the Delta variant of COVID-19.
I say to these governors, please help. But you aren't going to help. At least get out of the way.
In Arkansas, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has called the legislature back into session to consider revising a law he signed in April that prohibits mask mandates by schools and other government entities.
I am supportive of a legislative remedy.
But in Arizona, a science teacher filed a lawsuit trying to block the Phoenix Union High School District from imposing a mask mandate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is calling for the rollout of vaccine booster shots to be delayed so that poor countries can have a better chance of getting their hands on doses for first and second shots. Less than 2 months after France ended mandatory mask wearing outdoors, several coastal areas have made it mandatory again, with Brittany's Finisterre area becoming the latest to issue the order. All 12 members of the Greek artistic swimming team are in isolation at the Olympics after 5 test positive in the first cluster detected at the Olympic Games. International monitors said Wednesday they would not send observers to Russia for next month's general election because of a limit on numbers imposed by Russian authorities. The director of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights said Russian authorities limiting the number of observers they could send, quote, without any clear pandemic-related restrictions, has unfortunately made today's step unavoidable, end quote. A statement the organization released said Russia had invited both of them to observe the vote scheduled for September 17th through 19th, but later limited the number of observers allowed. Southeast Asian foreign ministers on Wednesday picked Brunei's second foreign minister, Erwan Yusuf, as their special envoy to Myanmar in a breakthrough after months of delay for regional mediation to help end the country's deepening crisis. In a joint statement after their annual meeting, foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asians said Erwan will begin his work in Myanmar to, quote, build trust and confidence with full access to all parties concerned, end quote. The 10-nation bloc has been under increasing international pressure to act on violence and instability in Myanmar. A new fire broke out Wednesday near a Western Turkish thermal power plant that rescuers have been trying to save in the second week of deadly blazes ravaging the country, an AFP reporter at the scene said. Huge plumes of yellow smoke billowed over the plant, partially covering its chimney from view. The main opposition party in control of the local mayor's office said hydrogen tanks used to cool the plant had been emptied and filled with water as a precaution. Extreme temperatures in Greece fueled wildfires on the mainland and on an island near Athens Wednesday, a day after a blaze tore through a forest near the capital, leaving behind scorched earth and scores of gutted homes, businesses, and vehicles. The fire, which started Tuesday in the town on the lower slopes of Mount Parmitha near Athens, had receded by Wednesday morning. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.